This is Making Sense of the Media. I'm Craig Kopp. A football player kisses his partner when he gets the news that he's been drafted by an NFL team. What's the big deal? Well, it was Michael Sam, becoming the first openly gay man to be drafted by the NFL, and he was kissing his boyfriend, Vito Camisano.
If that's how you want to live, that's how you want to live. Good for you. Be happy. But if somebody else ain't ready for that, and all they're saying is, wow, I didn't expect to see that while I'm watching the NFL draft. Really? That's a problem?
ESPN's Stephen A. Smith wasn't challenging the kiss or its coverage, but he was challenging the fine on Miami Dolphins defensive back Don Jones for sending out tweets critical of Michael Sam and the kiss. A kiss, we should add, that was played over and over and over again on ESPN. Here to talk about that singular media moment and its aftermath and the way it was covered by the media is Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute's Sense-Making Project. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, Craig.
Kelly, no argument. This was an historic media moment, right?
Yeah. I mean, if you look at that video, this is something that we don't see very often. It was a genuine, spontaneous, emotionally packed moment. It's rare to see that with heterosexual couples, let alone a gay couple. It is something we just don't see a lot of in media, mainly because most of what we see is so incredibly staged. This was in a living room of somebody's house. It was toward the end of the draft, and so Michael Sam was facing the very real possibility that he wasn't going to be drafted at all. And he, in addition to kissing his boyfriend twice, he broke down in tears. So he was breaking some stereotypes that we have about professional football players on many different levels, and I found it kind of exciting.
Twitter lit up after that kiss. Don Jones, as we said, got fined for tweeting, oh my God, or actually OMG, and horrible as his reactions. There were a lot worse, and there were a lot better reactions on social media.
Yeah, the fact is a handful of people expressed dismay, and some people expressed actual hate speech on Twitter. Many, many more people expressed support for Michael Sam and encouragement. And this is part of the problem with Twitter and all social media, is that we can focus on whatever part of it we want to focus on, and we tend to focus on the most negative parts, even when it doesn't reflect the overall expression.
Did ESPN overplay this?
Well, that's what ESPN does, is they find these moments or these personalities, and they just play the heck out of them. So, sure, they overplayed it, because they're ESPN.
This is uncharted territory for the NFL, for the news media, for Michael Sam. A lot of pressure here.
The other person who is under a lot of pressure right now is Roger Goodell, and he may have been weeping also at the fact that Michael Sam was drafted, because Roger Goodell is facing a narrative about the NFL that the NFL is a hostile workplace. He doesn't need more evidence that the NFL is behind the times.
Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute's Sense-Making Project. Michael Sam's not shying away from the spotlight now. We hear he's doing a reality show about his pursuit of the NFL for Oprah's cable network.
Yeah, you know, and that may not help his cause either.